team. Farmers put animals on treadmills to power butter churns and threshing machines. It wasn't until the middle of the 20th century that people started working out on treadmills, and as a fitness concept, it's been a runaway success. In these high-tech treadmills, computer processors assess your level of fitness and plot your workout program. To make one, they punch holes in aluminum frame side pieces. These holes will be used to attach other parts. But first, they weld joints to the side pieces. And they weld brackets onto the platform that will hold the treadmill's motor. They position the platform between two aluminum side pieces and screw it into place to complete the frame. Next, they attach the elevation mechanism. This piece will raise the treadmill belt. They fasten wheels to the frame that will allow the treadmill to be rolled away for storage. They turn the treadmill frame over and work on the underside. They attach brackets for the rollers that go inside the belt. Then they position the belt and deck over the frame. They slide in the steel rollers and attach the drive belt. They bolt a big shock absorber to the drive motor to dampen its vibration. They install a strobe disc and then place an optical sensor over it. With the help of this sensor, the strobe will monitor the motor speed 16 times per second. They mount the drive motor for the treadmill belt on the special platform and bolt it into place. At this point, they attach one of the computer boards. It receives information from the optical sensor about the treadmill's speed and relays it to the computer in the control panel. This will ensure that everything is in sync. Here, they slide a protective casing over the framework. They cap the ends, then turn the machine over once more to install the mechanism that allows the treadmill to be folded up when the workout is over. They screw a plastic cover onto it to protect the bottom. And it's over to the control system. They stick the control membrane onto the plastic housing and attach a safety switch to the back. Then they install the treadmill's other computer board in this housing. They plug a lead wire into the safety switch and install a receiver to pick up the runner's heart rate. They secure the handlebar assembly to the control housing and plug in the upper circuit board. Now they close the back of the control system, and it's time for the two assemblies to come together. They connect the upper and lower computer boards so they can communicate. And then they give the treadmill a little test run to make sure it's in top form. They put it through a range of elevations and check the belt to determine if it's running in the middle. They adjust the belt to center it a little better. And now this treadmill has passed inspection. So they wipe away their footprints and press the brand label onto the hood. They lower the hood onto the motor. And now this treadmill is ready to give you a good run for your money.